The boundary of crossing the social norm in appearance is something that most rising high school children will go through in their life. Straying from trends or being original or unique is something that Marley and Haji go through in their life. As I sit down and interview them, they will tell me how their fashion has affected their life to form the original person they are today.
Hi, I'm Pierce Luck. I'm interviewing Haji Koita on dressing outside of the social norm. Here's Haji. So, Haji, tell me about a story of where you dressed out of the social norm or your fashion has been different from others. Like, I noticed you have a very unique style. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. Thank you for the interview and the chance to talk to you about fashion. Some types of fashion choices people usually don't agree with me on, like wearing Sperry's or wearing cardigans, because some people usually say, oh, you're African American, you're usually wearing Timberland boots or always wearing Nike sneakers or things of that matter, or snapbacks. And for some reason, I just don't follow that social norm or that.
For Haji, race affects what he wears because he doesn't want to dress like or be like his African-American brethren. He doesn't want that non-educated stereotype of a black man to reign over him. So he dresses in a professional, comfortable way that allows himself to be different.
I really did not have any, I didn't care about what I was wearing. Like, I wore, like, just dumb, like, stuff like I would laugh at people about wearing. Like, wearing FUBU or any type of clothes. As I got older, fashion really started to get, hit me in my life, like especially in sixth grade, because sixth grade, that's middle school, and like the whole social trend just changed from MySpace. Then from MySpace, it just went to, like, if you're not wearing Hollister or Abercrombie, then you're not cool. Well, I was in sixth grade. I wasn't really wearing Hollister and Abercrombie. I was wearing polo because for some reason, when I was in sixth grade, polo was what was out. And then when I got into seventh grade, everybody started wearing Hollister and Abercrombie and still wearing polo. But it came to the definition of, like, if you weren't wearing it, then you weren't cool. Like, you weren't part of the popular crew, and people would not, like, accept you. And for some reason, I don't know, I just started wearing Abercrombie and Hollister and polo in seventh grade. And then I continued in eighth and in ninth. So I think it's just in the more the sense of how people will accept you, and then, like, you will do things for people to accept you because everybody wants to be accepted.
I understand. Were you ever, like, bullied or anything about, like, of what you wore? Like, because I know you dressed out of the norm. You wore, like, your nice sweaters and your Sperry's. Has anybody ever, like, tried to, like say you're not cool?
Not really in this school. Everybody is pretty... everybody is really, like, they accept, everybody in the school accepts people for who they are and what they do. When I was, actually, I changed my look before I came to SLA. I changed it from, because I used to wear just a t-shirt and some jeans and some sneakers. And I changed my whole entire attire from top to bottom. I wear, if you look at me from 8th grade to 9th grade and 10th grade, it's different things. I changed my whole entire attire to something, not in the sense of being professional, but more in the sense of just looking neat and not just another person that everybody looks the same. But yeah, I haven't really been bullied.
How do you feel about how you dress? Like, how do you, like, do you feel comfortable of how you dress, or do you think, like, would you change anything about it?
I wouldn't change how I dress. I would change I wouldn't really change anything. I feel like I like how I dress, and people say I look nice. So if I feel like I'm dressing nice and people like it, then I'm okay with it. Sometimes I want more than I can have, and I can't get what I want, but I just have to accept that.
What influences your style to dress outside of the social norm?
Some things that influence my style are movies, especially like movies that show people who are like very successful. Like, I like to dress like a successful person, but not in the sense like a suit and tie, but more in the sense like that kid on the block that knows how to dress and like has gone to college and has good friends and has a good life. That's how I want to dress. Like, I just want people to see me as or recognize me as.
So that's why you do that? So to make you seem like more like
professional.
Professional. What are some, like, oh, you said you were buried in a cardigan stuff. What do your parents think about your style? Like, your family think about your style?
My parents didn't really say anything about my style, but they don't necessarily. I can tell that they don't necessarily agree with it. I think the style that I'm going towards. I think they like it, but it's in the sense of like they wish it was more high end. Like if they want me to wear more blazers and more skinny jeans, I guess. And I tell them I'm not going to wear any skinny jeans. I'm not going to wear any blazers to school unless it's a special occasion. But I want my attire to be more like clean and fresh and neat and not like loose like social people recognize it as people that are socially accepted.
Why don't your parents really agree with the way you wear it?
I don't think they agree with it because, well, my parents are not anti-homosexual, but they don't believe that it's right, and they don't believe that there's some things that you should not wear. And I think that's one of the big things with them is that, like, they feel as though some of the stuff I wear should be only worn by people that are LGBT. And even though I'm not gay, I still like how the style of LGBT people wear. And it's not in, I don't like how my parents like separate them, but it should always be in the sense of I like what I'm wearing and I should be wearing something that I want to wear, not that they should choose for me. I'm 16 years old. For example, and when we were in the mall a couple of weeks ago, I was shopping and I went to H&M because that's a place where I like to get most of my clothing from, and I picked out this t-shirt, and the t-shirt had Marilyn Monroe on it, and my mom didn't like that I wanted a shirt with a Marilyn Monroe in it because she thought it was for a girl. But that's something that I don't like that my mom and dad do. They pick out things that I don't want to wear just because they feel as though it's not socially accepted. And something that I live by is something like you should always feel that you need to be accepted, but don't let something take over your life. And you should let people decide, make decisions for you. You should always be able to make decisions. And that's what I believe.
Friend, yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Yeah. I'm different. different. Yeah, I'm different.
Okay, I'm interviewing Marley about her fashion and how it has affected her life. So Marley, tell me about how fashion has affected your life.
I really like, when I was younger, I had a uniform, so I really enjoy expressing myself through how I dress because I was never able to do that as a kid. I like the way I dress. I usually wear a lot of colors and stuff, and I like that with fashion, especially you see, like, I don't know if you watch fashion, but on the runways, all of their outfits are super crazy. Nothing you would ever see in the streets, but I want stuff like that in the streets because it looks so much cooler.
So has what you wore changed over time from when you were like a little kid to like now?
Yeah, well, I had a uniform, so I used to wear a lot of knee-high socks and chucks and stuff, trying to like show off as much color as possible. And when I was a freshman and sophomore in high school, I wore a lot of tutus and more colorful stuff, and I got a lot of weird looks. So I've definitely like slowed down a lot. I'm trying to be an adult with my clothes and actually look like I'm 18 instead of 12, which most people think.
So, were you ever bullied? Or like about how you wore, what you wore, or like told like you weren't cool on what you wore?
I don't know if it was necessarily because of my clothes, but I was definitely bullied as a little kid, and I've gotten a lot of weird looks for the things I wear, especially in public when I'm walking through my neighborhood, because things I wear aren't normal for my neighborhood.
Okay. How do your parents think about what you wear?
They totally support it. My mom buys a lot of the stuff for me and will find stuff for me. And my dad, for a while, had a rule where I was only allowed to wear 6 colors out of the house, but that didn't last really long.
What do you wear that like really expresses what you, your feelings, or what do you wear to express yourself?
I don't know. I think my hair. Like, my hair is probably my favorite thing that I do consistently. And I let it go sometimes, but I've always had it dyed. I'm a 12th grader now. I've been dyeing it since 7th grade. So it's been a while. I love it. I love being able to look in the mirror and see colors.
What influences your unique style?
I don't know. I get my parents are kind of hippies. And like weird in the music scene and stuff, so I've never really been like, this is how you have to dress to be like presentable. It's always been like, wear whatever you want. So my parents definitely kind of let me go crazy as a little kid. It's a bit of a Pippi Longstockings fan.
Alright. The one thing that differs Marley and Haji are their parents' acceptance. This can have an impact on their lives and how they portray themselves to the world, and can have an impact on their originality. Haji and Marley's style makes them unique. Straying from trends and being their own person when it comes to style and fashion makes them the people they are today. I just wanted to thank them again for their support and for telling me their stories about fashion and how it has affected their life.